IPC.
At Eye Care of the Bighorns, they make finding sunglasses easy and fun. From Nike and Ray-Ban to Prada, Marc Jacobs, Betsy Johnson, Kate Spade, David Beckham, they've got over 15 designer names with styles for every personality. Even better, some VSP insurance plans may help cover your purchase, and the specialists at Eye Care of the Bighorns will help you maximize your benefits. Eye Care of the Bighorns at 1033 Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan, online at eyecareofthebighorns.com.
Hendo's consignment program had as many as 30 4x4s out on the lot, some with plows, a sparkling Honda Shadow road bike, a couple of Arctic Cat sleds, handful of riding mowers, and 50 or more pieces of equipment priced to move. Stop in today and ask for a walkthrough and get into the machine you've been looking for without the new car smell, but plenty of get her done. And if you've got equipment you'd like to sell, Hendo's will even come and get it. Hendo's Service Center and Consignment Program on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Hi, I'm Sheridan County Commissioner Christy Haswell. I'm proud of my yes vote to provide a cost of living increase for our county employees. Whether they're serving in the sheriff's office or road and bridge, working on the Elk Fire, staffing the airport to provide critical life flight access at all hours, or helping manage the increased workload due to our population growth, we need more yes votes that support recruiting and retaining our greatest asset. Please vote to re-elect Christy Haswell on August 18th. Thank you. Paid for by Friends of Christy Haswell.
The following message is presented by First Federal Bank and Trust, online at efirstfederal.bank.
This is Officer Schaefer with the Sheridan Police Department. If someone reaches out to you and asks you to pay for anything with a gift card, this is a scam. You cannot pay for tickets, warrants, taxes, bank fees, rent, or utility bills using gift cards. If you think someone might be scamming you, reach out to the Sheridan Police Department at 307-672-2413 and ask for a scam screen.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Tuesday, July 21st, from the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we're joined by the Britain Museum Executive Director, Kendra Heimbach, the Curatorial Director, Jochen Wierich, and a featured artist calling in, Mr. John Potter. Good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
John, do we have you out there?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm an old gazette. Good morning.
Now, the Britain currently has free admission. So this has been going on pretty much the entire summer season, right?
It has, yes.
How has that affected people coming in and maybe even, like, are you seeing more whole families?
Well, you know, Floyd, we have had free admission for a number of years now. Actually, starting back in the pandemic, it started. And First Interstate Bank was our first sponsor of free admission, and we have continued that. You know, the moment we opened up the doors and welcomed the public in for free, it's hard to go back, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But we've seen the value that it adds and it brings to the community. And so we have worked hard over the years to partner with community entities. You know, First Interstate Bank has been in that role, Ramaco Carbon. We've now switched to a little bit of a different model for underwriting of our sponsorship, and we have a couple of private donors in the community who really do see the value that this brings to the community, and so we've been able to continue that program. And it's great. We do. We see all sorts of folks come into the museum, and what's great is, you know, we're a little bit off the beaten path, and by opening up our doors for free to the public, people show up and they see free admission and they come right in through the doors. Before that program, we did see some folks come up to the door and say, there's a fee to come in. You know, we'll just walk around the grounds and we'll take in the free aspects of what the Brinton offers. But now that's come in, come all.
I think it's amazing. For a portion of my life, I was pretty underprivileged when I was very, very young. That wasn't something that my parent at the time would have spent money on. So I think it opens up a whole new world for so many kids. And I think it's amazing. And I think when it comes to, you know, having kids, take them to as many museums as possible. Show them as much as you can that's out there, both science and art. But, you know, being able to look at a painting when you're just a little kid and kind of appreciate it is a different world.
Step into a different world.
Yeah. And I think it's great. And the opportunity with the free admission and the people going up there, being able to take your whole family, you can really turn it into a fantastic outing and a day. Not just the grounds, but go inside and explore as long as you want. John, I want to thank you for calling in this morning, sir. As an artist, can you remember what first inspired you to create?
Well, now you're testing my memory because I'm getting kind of old up here, you know. But I have had a couple of cups of coffee, so I'm doing good.
Good.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you very much, Floyd and Jochen and Kenda. I really appreciate you guys having me on this morning, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys next week at the show.
Good to hear your voice, John.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. You know, I really think that I didn't choose to be an artist. I think being an artist chose me. Mm-hmm. From as long as I can remember, I had a sketchbook in my hand. And, you know, spending half of my childhood on a reservation, I would go out into the woods and with my sketchbook, and I would just sit there and, you know, kind of be quiet for a while. And pretty soon, you know, animals and birds and would come out of the clearing there and just hang out with me. And I would sit there and I would draw them. And and after, you know, days and weeks and months and eventually years of doing that, I got to recognize all of them as individuals. You know, all of them were like family members to me. And that's the way I felt when I was drawing them. I felt like I was doing family portraits. And it's still that way for me. I don't draw what I don't know. I don't paint what I don't know or have had personal experience with. So everything I paint, whether it's wolves or bears or eagles or trees, rocks, mountains, rivers, I feel like I relate to them on a familial basis. And so I want to paint them with as much sincerity of heart and accuracy as possible.
Wow. And what is your preferred medium? Do you like to sketch more than paint, or do you not even really see them as two different things?
I really don't. I don't see them as separate. Sketching is fundamental, and drawing itself is fundamental to sound painting. Painting is basically drawing with color. So for me, I had a pretty traditional education as far as being an artist goes, and drawing was pounded into us before we even picked up a paintbrush. So I've always got a sketchbook with me, and sometimes, you know, when I'm sitting in an airport, I draw people and I get in trouble when they come over and look at it, but yeah, well.
That was going to lead me to my next question. Is the choice of subjects. Some artists plan something out for an extensive period of time to try and capture just that right moment. For you, it sounds more situational. It sounds you kind of draw with your heart. If you feel that the subject is saying something to you, you want to capture that. Am I right?
You're exactly right. You know, my favorite subject is light. And depicting light in its purest and most natural form is what I'm trying to do. And I don't feel like I've gotten there yet. I feel like I have the rest of my life to work on it. But I feel like I have a masterpiece in me by about the time I croak. And then I'll probably die at the easel on that final breaststroke. What a master stroke.
The master stroke. I like that. Now, how has your artistic style evolved over the years? You know, a lot of individuals out there who aspire to be, you know, strictly artists, to quit the day job, maybe thinking, well, I've got to be this good, or I've got to focus on these types of subjects or subject matter. How has yours evolved over the years?
That's a great question. I worked for 3 years at Graybull, and Graybull, throwing bags of bentonite. And on every time slip, I would draw something and hand it in. And a gal who was working in the office there who collected the time slips was Ann Hansen, who is a very well-known artist nowadays. And she brought in a couple of those time slips a few years ago to the show and was showing them around. Wow. And boy, they were horrible. But, you know, I was an illustrator after that. Illustrated for the Gazette in Billings for almost 20 years.
Wow.
You know, basically there you're told what they need you to draw and paint. And you have someone looking over your shoulder all the time. And I finally just told them, if you leave me alone to do my best work, you'll be happy. And they did, and they were, and everything went smoothly from there. And then I made the jump to being a fine artist and painting full-time. And my work is continually evolving, I would say, from a kind of a very illustrative to a more evocative and emotional approach to light and color, technique and form, and composition. But, you know, I still have that illustrator background, which many, many fine artists in their time did have. Frank McCarthy, Jim Bauma, to name a couple, had illustrator backgrounds, and I'm really grateful that I had that. But now I feel like I'm free-flowing, you know. I feel like everything I do comes from the heart, and my heart responds to the world around me. I like to say, you know, that, you know, being in the natural world helped me fall in, you know, helped me understand the world itself. Mm-hmm. But drawing in the natural world helped me fall in love with the world.
Yeah, yeah, that's amazing. To sit there and with the sketchbook and watch the animals come out, that would be an ecological education, I think, on a whole new level. I think seeing it scientifically is fantastic, but seeing it artistically, I think, opens up more doors.
Yeah, and you know, there's a popular term nowadays called a forest bath, and I didn't know I was getting a forest bath every day, but being immersed in the wild like that, you become a part of it. You don't think of yourself as separate from it. You become an extension or a part of it, an integral part of it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, after drawing the same animals and birds every day, I got to know their kids and their grandkids and their great-grandkids, and pretty soon the deer would be bringing their fawns out to introduce themselves. You know, I just felt more of a family there than I actually did at home, to be honest. But and I still feel that way. I have to get out in the natural world as often as possible, or I'll go nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, the
you
draw.
Know what I'm talking about.
The absolute draw.
Yeah.
Incredible echo of silence through the entire
exactly.
forest.
Exactly.
It's
put.
Powerful.
Well put, yeah.
The Bighorn Rendezvous. 11 years, Kendra.
Indeed, yes. So the Bighorn Rendezvous is in its 11th iteration. The Brinton Museum started this show with a group of artists called the Northwest Rendezvous Group. And this was actually a group of contemporary artists that came to the museum and said, hey, we want to do a group show, and it has a quick draw component. Would you host it? And for some time, the Brinton Museum hosted the Rendezvous in that capacity. That group kind of fizzled out, disbanded, and the museum decided to carry on this tradition. And so we have continued to host the Bighorn Rendezvous in a similar format, but we actually go out and we invite artists to participate. But it's our signature sale show. It's celebrating contemporary Western art. We bring in this year 17 artists, and there's an exhibition component, and that exhibition is on view for about 6 weeks at the museum. It opens on August 1st. But what's fun about the Rendezvous is we also invite the participating artists in that exhibition to come out and come paint on the grounds. And so there's a quick draw component as well. And so it's a unique opportunity to get to celebrate and see wonderful contemporary Western art, but also interact with artists, see the artistic process in a beautiful setting at the Quarter Circle A Ranch.
Is it the quick draw that really kind of separates this from a lot of other art shows or kind of celebrations at museums for the day?
You know, I would say that's a fair statement. You know, the quick draw is not unique to us at the Brinton, but I think what does set it apart is our setting. The Brinton Museum is situated at the foothills of the Bighorn Mountains on a beautiful historic ranch property. And so the artists get a chance to spread out in that space and really interact with that space and use it as inspiration. Maybe not directly. Not all of our artists are painting, you know, what they're seeing there on the ranch, but to just immerse yourself in that setting is a wonderful thing. And then on top of that, to get to go view a wonderful collection of art that's in the exhibition in the museum. I think it's just all of those components layered in together that make the essence of the Bighorn Rendezvous.
I will say, a bit of a shameless plug for the bistro, but sitting there, enjoying a meal, it gets me every time.
Oh, yeah.
To look out those windows, which, fantastic placement, by the way.
Yes.
I mean, holy cow, the view. It is truly inspiring. And I always tend to forget how rugged and beautiful some of our locales are until you're truly sitting there.
Most you know, definitely.
Enjoying a cup of coffee and looking out the window. And it's very striking. So I can see why, you know, showing up there with an easel or a canvas or a sketchbook, suddenly you'd be inspired to do something by the setting alone. What can visitors expect during this year's exhibition?
Jochen, do you want to take? You want to chime
it.
In there?
I'll take it. Well, you know, first of all, John Potter is out there, and so I want to say, John, thank you for participating, because John's work is just really inspiring, and you know, some know him as a wildlife artist, but man, he's a really great landscape artist. So. And landscape is, of course, important to the show. And you'll see very different approaches to landscape. You'll see works that are very impressionistic, works that are a little bit more along the lines of like pop art, you know, with really strong color contrast and orange clouds. You'll see, you know, intimate views of, you know, waterfalls and then you see sort of, you know, vast vistas. And so I think really I would love to give every one of the 17 artists a sort of like a plug here, because they're all really great. They're all inspired by the West. And as John was saying, you know, they live it. And some of them, they grew up the ranch life, the cowboy life. And everybody comes from a different direction. There's an artist who's from England originally. Artists from Colorado, artists from Montana, Wyoming, and they're coming from everywhere, and they're inspired by this place, and you'll see really just a broad palette of Western art, and you see it in action. You see artists, actually, they have 3 hours to make their work, and to me, it's one of the most exciting moments of the year, of the season. To see these artists there with their easel and their canvas and their paints, and they're making something within 3 hours, and it's incredible. Pretty spectacular.
Incredible. I got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with Brinton Museum right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust customers, your next adventure could start with your debit card.
With the Rooted in Adventure sweepstakes, every eligible purchase earns you an entry.
Just use your First Federal MasterCard debit card now through July 31st.
Don't have one? Visit First Federal to get your card and start earning entries.
The more you use it, the more chances you'll receive.
You could win a trip for two to New York, LA, Miami, or Chicago.
Or a $1,000 or $500 prepaid MasterCard.
Just go online to eFirstFederal.bank for full details.
What does your dream garage look like? All your tools perfectly organized and stored in a shiny new Carlisle toolbox? Or a whole wall of every Milwaukee power tool you could ever want? How about a car lift? Ooh, a car lift on wheels. You need to check out the Real Deals flyer from Napa. It has everything you could ever want for your dream garage. You're welcome. Stop in the store or view it online. If Napa doesn't have it, they can get it. Napa Auto Parts in Sheridan, making dream garages come true.
Hi, this is Sarah. Whether you're hitting the road or hitting the trail, Sheridan Honda and Power Sports will get you adventure ready. Get 10% summer savings off any service up to $100. From oil changes, brakes, tires, batteries, and AC for your car, to expert maintenance for your motorcycle, ATV, or side-by-side, our factory-trained technicians have you covered. Don't let a breakdown hinder your summer fun. Schedule your appointment today. Sheridan Honda and Power Sports, where every adventure starts with dependable service.
Planning a summer road trip? Before you load the kids, the cooler, and the luggage, make one important stop first. Midas Tire and Auto's ready for the road event. Midas will give you a free road trip ready inspection, and you could win a $50 gas card from Farmers Co-op. We'll inspect your brakes, tires, battery, lights, fluids, belts, and hoses, and air conditioning. If something needs attention, we can often repair it the same day. And we offer money-saving coupons on oil changes, tires, brakes, shocks, and more. Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Each season at the Cozy Corner Gift Shop brings a new reason to stop by the gift shop inside of Sheridan Memorial Hospital. You'll be surprised by the handbags, sweaters and wraps, jewelry and home goods, cards and thoughtful gifts. It's amazing how they fit it all in there. Shopping at Cozy Corner also means you're giving back to care in your hospital programs. Visit the Cozy Corner, just inside the front entrance of Sheridan Memorial Hospital, where every gift shop purchase has a purpose.
Before you pay full price for your next remodel, check SheridanMedia.com. A&B Buildings is selling brand new building supplies, including 8-foot interior and exterior doors with frames and brushed nickel hardware, cabinets, a bathroom vanity, a hood vent, and more. These are all priced to move now, but the opportunity lasts just 1 week. Go to SheridanMedia.com now and click the A&B Buildings banner at the top of the page. See the full selection before someone else gets there first.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. The Bighorn Rendezvous, Saturday, August 1st. Artists will gather on the grounds of the historic Quarter Circle A Ranch for the annual Quick Draw. They're going to create original works live from 9 to noon. This is free and open to the public. The Quick Draw offers visitors an opportunity to actually watch artists at work in a very unique and beautiful outdoor setting. And this morning, we're sitting with Britain Museum Executive Director Kendra Heimbach, the Curatorial Director Jochen Wierich, and on the line, we have featured artist John Ponner. Now, I'm always running out of time. What is the new first look and sale event, and was that added this year?
That is new to the Bighorn Rendezvous this year. So we have typically hosted the Bighorn Rendezvous at the close of the exhibition. We're turning things 180 this year, and we are opening the Bighorn Rendezvous, opening up the exhibition with our weekend activities. And so the first look and sale is going to be a Friday night event. This is a first opportunity to truly get the first look at the exhibition. So these are studio finished works of art by the artists in the Rendezvous, and they will be on display in the museum. And on Friday night, our ticket holders, this is a ticketed event, but you will have an opportunity to come into the museum, get the first look at these works, have purchase opportunities and have an opportunity to mingle and mix and talk with the artists who will be there for that as well.
I love opportunities where you get to ask the artist the questions about the painting. And I do understand that, you know, a lot of artists say, hey, I created this. Now it belongs to the world. You get from it what you want to. But I love to stand there with them and say, what inspired that? You know, find the story behind everything.
Most definitely. And I think there's a true connection there, too. Every piece of art that I have in my house, when I have met the individual who created it and got to hear that story, Floyd, there's a deeper connection and a deeper meaning behind that work.
Yeah, it becomes a little more personal.
Mm-hmm.
And not just between you and the artist, but you and the painting.
Sure.
You know, I'm sure some people are like, how can you get personal with a painting? And it can happen. It can happen. Now, the quick draw, we've touched on that a little bit. What I just want to ask a couple questions in regards to what they're allowed to show up with. Are there set parameters where, you know, you're like, okay, you get one number two pencil, you get one sketchbook, go for
Floyd,
it.
Floyd, you're making us say this on air, and we've got John here. Maybe we should ask John what the rules are for the quick draw. No.
I mean, there's got to be some parameters.
You know, I would say I'll jump in here, but we host a pretty laid back quick draw. You know, there's some other institutions out there that have really strict rules. Show up with nothing on your canvas, and you don't start until the gun fires. And we tell our artists to, you know, our visitors, they want to see the artistic process unfold. Yeah. So please don't show up with the completed work. If you've done some studies, if you have some underpainting and a sketch down, that's fine. But really try to allow the artistic process happen in front of the spectators.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Absolutely, it does.
John Yokin, is that fair?
Well, yes, and we have given artists quite a bit of freedom. I remember one year when somebody did a winter scene and people were wondering, like, wait a second, in August, how did this artist come up with a winter scene? But I will say, to be fair, I think most of the artists, the majority, vast majority, they really do come with just a sketch, maybe a computer, a drawing, and they really get going once they're on the grounds. And I think there's a lot to experience as far as, you know, the process. The magic coming to life.
Yeah,
I think that's the beauty of it, and you can see it how they're spread out across the grounds, and everybody kind of sort of takes their territory, and
carves out their chunk of the West.
It's exactly you can see within one morning you can see so many different techniques and approaches and visions.
And you've got 3 hours to really kind of go up and down that line or find that spot and observe. Yokin, you brought it up, watching the different techniques. I think this, you know, if you've got an art student in the family, what an amazing opportunity this would be to go out there and have the kids just watch masters at work. And yes, it's not the typical setting. It's not the typical time, but even then, I think artists are inspired to use techniques that they know well then. Now, these pieces of art, these creations, will be auctioned off.
Yes. So immediately following the quick draw at noon, the artists will bring their works of art up to the event pavilion that's up above the bistro in the tent, and they will be auctioned off, a live auction. That component, that part of the event is ticketed. And so with your ticket for that, you gain entry into the event pavilion. We serve brunch. There's going to be live musical entertainment while you're having something to eat there, prepared by the Brinton Bistro. And then we'll go right into the auction and auction off all the artworks that were just created that morning.
Fantastic. Now, the funds raised from this entire event, they go to help keep the Brinton doors open.
That's right. Yep, they go right back into helping to produce all of the different types of programs that we create and provide for the community year in and year out.
I've run out of time with you. Is there anything you would like folks to know about the Brinton, the Bighorn Rendezvous, the Quick Draw, art in general?
I would just say, come on out. This is a fantastic event. It's in its 11th year. There's elements to this event that are free and open to the public. The Quick Draw, come out Saturday, August 1st from 9 to 12. And then if you want that little bit of deeper connection and that opportunity to interact even more so with the artists, buy a ticket for the First Look and Sale, buy a ticket for the brunch and auction, and make a weekend of it. Those are available on our website, thebrintonmuseum.org. And tickets are available for the individual events, or you can buy a package weekend pass as well.
Kendra Yocan, thank you so much for coming in here. John, I want to thank you so much for calling in this morning, sir. It was an absolute pleasure and an honor to speak with you. I really do appreciate you guys taking the time with me this morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Floyd.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. When we come back, we're going to speak with Champs Equine Assisted Services. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Federal Bank and Trust is launching a community commitment match to support our local fire districts by donating $35,000.
Plus, a Wyoming Community Foundation donor advice fund is matching that amount, and now we're asking the community to help us match an additional $35,000. Sheridan County, let's help fund our local fire districts who protect us every day.
Scan the QR codes in any branch office, check our ad in this week's Country Bounty, or drop off a check at our full service location at 671 Illinois Street. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Heard the news, conservative Frank Chapman's running for Congress. Frank's joining President Trump's fight to make America great again. So giddy up, Wyoming.
Frank rides a range at the break of dawn, loves this land, knows right from wrong. A rancher's grit and a father's heart, he fights for us, and that's just the start. Frank Chapman's our man for Wyoming. Seal the border, hold the line. American energy, American beef, constitutional rights, yours. That's the plan, Frank Chapman, Wyoming's man.
Protecting property rights, Second Amendment, defending our freedom. That's Frank Chapman.
Make America great, a fighter for us, Wyoming's Frank Chapman, conservative for Congress.
Paid for by Fighting for Wyoming, fightingforwyoming.com, who is responsible for the content of this advertising, and it is not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, this is Jill Bates with the Bates Team at Best. When you hire Best, you're getting more than marketing and paperwork. You are getting the best. You're getting a team who truly cares, someone who will move furniture, fluff pillows, style shelves, suggest paint colors, and make sure your home shines before buyers even walk through the door or see your home online. Because you only get one chance to make a great first impression. It's not about perfection. It's about presenting your home in its very best light. Best Real Estate is more than a sign in the yard and a listing on MLS. Give us a call today at 675-BEST or go online at bestwy.net. Make it a great day.
It's the Captain here with Captain Clean. Professional carpet cleaning is our expertise. All of us clean our bed sheets and dirty clothes routinely, but why not our carpets? It's gross. Even if you take your shoes off, your carpets are always getting dirty. Just call the Captain for your 100% free estimate or to schedule your next carpet cleaning. Captain Clean, 672-0726. Affordable options for healthy living.
Hi, this is Case and Kate. While my brother and sister are showing, you can find me at the petting zoo and play zone. Saturday, August 1st from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be a bouncy house, air hockey, bubble machine, and more. Come and have fun at the fair.
Saturday, August 1st is Family Fair Day. Events all day for the family to attend, as well as 4-H and FFA shows. Tractor pull starting at 10 a.m. Check out SheridanCountyFairgrounds.com for details and times.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting, and for our second part this morning, we're speaking with Chaps Equine Assisted Services Executive Director and my friend, Kristen Marcus. Good morning and welcome back to the show. How
are you?
It's a week.
It's there. The fuse is burning.
I know, right? We're leading up to this event on Saturday, and I'm not going to lie, it's a little crazy.
Yeah. There's always that exciting component, but then when you're the individual who's making it happen, it's a full plate.
Well, yes and no. I do a lot for this, but let me tell you what, I could not do anything without the team behind me. They are incredible, and I just want to give all of them a shout out. We have like 15 people on our planning committee who have been amazing all year long, and then my staff and other volunteers. So I have to give them all the credit that they are due.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for listeners who may not be familiar with CHAMPS, because I mean, I have you on a lot, but not that often.
Yeah.
What is CHAMPS and what's the mission?
So we are an equine assisted services center. Our mission is to provide a resource for empowerment and healing, as well as physical and mental well-being through equine assisted services. Basically, in a nutshell, we connect humans and horses so that humans can learn, grow, and heal.
You've seen this firsthand. You and I have talked about this multiple times. I've spoken with veterans who I actually knew personally who were in your program who have been helped by this on a level that people who haven't been around horses may not understand.
Right.
You and I have talked about the science behind it. You've shown me the tangible evidence of this, which I think is absolutely amazing. A new program that I haven't talked to you about, Operation Mustang 2.0.
Yeah.
What is this?
So a few years ago, myself and Teresa, who is one of my instructors out here at the barn, we had the opportunity to go train with Bravehearts Therapeutic Riding and Educational Center in Harvard, Illinois. So Bravehearts is who I aspire CHAPS to be when we grow up, right? We're 22 years old, but we're going to grow up.
One day.
Right? But they are the largest equine assisted services program for veterans in the United States. They serve well over 1,000 veterans every year.
Wow.
Which is absolutely incredible. And they have something like 22 different programs, which is so cool. They also have 3 locations that they can do all of this at. So again, we have to grow up a little bit in order to be where they're at. However, they have a Mustang program that they call Operation Mustang. So when we got to go back and train with Bravehearts, we specifically requested time with their Operation Mustang program so that we could learn and then begin to implement one here. And so with their permission, we were able to name our program Operation Mustang 2.0. And it has been going on since about 2024. And it's been amazing. It's been small classes. It hasn't really caught on yet, mostly because I think the barrier for some of our veterans is that it is 8 sessions and they really build on one another. So if you miss one, you get behind really quickly. Mm-hmm. But it is an advanced horsemanship class working with a BLM Mustang who used to be feral and is now obviously domesticated. We vet them very well, make sure that they're going to be safe. We don't want one so reactive that somebody's going to get kicked in the teeth or anything like that. But they're still very reactive. They're still very attuned to energy and mood. And so they can be very standoffish depending on where you come in, or they can be very flighty. Depends on where you're at when you come in. The whole point of the program is to work on relationship skills. So we want to build a relationship with this horse. And the goal for the end of the program is to work through the horsemanship skills and have that relationship built, leadership and trust and presence and all of those things that go into that relationship so that they can take this BLM Mustang through an obstacle course with no halter and no lead. This horse completely has free will to join that veteran or not through the obstacle course. And it's beautiful to see when it all just clicks. So beautiful to see and to watch these Mustangs who, I mean, all horses have a beautiful aura around them, right? But these Mustangs, knowing that they were feral at one time, just, it's so different, right? I mean, they know what free will is, and they, you know, they've had this training and whatnot, but they've been given more choice than, say, a domesticated horse has. And so they know how to make that choice and to choose to be with somebody and then do these hard things. It's just incredible. I really wish I could be more eloquent for you.
It's perfect. And I've seen things like this firsthand. My father's a Vietnam veteran. He has been breaking BLM Mustangs for decades at this point. He's 81 years old. He took his, what he says is his last, but I think he said that last time as well. Took her out to the field for the first time yesterday. Cool. And, you know, my stepmom took a video of him and she did great. But to think, you know, 81 years old and he's still doing this. This is what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. Once you're with those Mustangs, it's almost as if he doesn't want to be with any other horses. He owns other horses, don't get me wrong, for the kids, you know, but his are always Mustangs. There's something special about the Mustang, for sure. They create a bond and they follow him around like dogs. It's amazing to see. He'll go out there with them every day and they will follow him everywhere he goes. And it's just, it's inspiring.
Because he's built that relationship.
Exactly, exactly. And to know that there's a program out there, Operation Mustang 2.0 with Chaps, you can build that relationship with a Mustang yourself. Because this is a no ride program.
Correct. We do not ride in this program.
Yeah.
However, this group this summer actually advanced so far so fast that we did get to ground driving.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, yeah, we had a surcingle and a pad on the horse's back and then a set of long lines. We use the surcingle so that the lines don't ever get caught in the horse's feet. But, yeah, they got to drive the Mustangs from behind, which is a whole new experience because, you know, when you first go out there and you learn all these skills, then you're at the horse's head and you're working with the relationship to get them to be with you at your shoulder and whatnot.
I trust you.
Yeah. But then you get behind them. They're a prey animal. We're predators. Mm-hmm. And they're like, wait a minute.
Don't like that.
What are we doing here? This is not what we've been doing. And a couple of the Mustangs that we've been using, so we have to borrow all of our Mustangs, by the way. And we want to give a huge shout out to the owners, Krista Grosevich and Dan Higgins, who have allowed us to borrow their Mustangs all summer. They've been amazing. But Krista's horses have been driven. And so they knew the ground driving. They're still a little unsure sometimes, especially with people who don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But Dan's horse had never been ground driven before. And so it was the very first time he'd ever been ground driven. And we had... 3 out of our 4 veterans were able to ground drive him that day.
Incredible.
So, yeah, it was such a cool experience.
And folks who grew up around that kind of thing, they understand what a paramount moment that is. Mm-hmm. It's pretty incredible putting that amount of trust, earning that trust from a Mustang.
Yeah, because they don't give that freely.
Now, Chaps is going to offer this again.
Yes, but probably not till next summer.
Okay, so we're looking at August 4th of...
Regular sessions will resume. So this year has been a different kind of a year for us. Last year about killed us. It was brutal. We had so many participants, which is phenomenal, and we love serving the community. But my staff and the horses, it took a toll.
Yeah.
So this summer from, I think it was June 27th up until August 4th, has been minimal. We ran the Mustang program. We ran the VA program because I had a grant that I have to use the money for. But those were the only two solid programs for these 6 weeks.
Giving everyone a breather.
Yep. Giving everyone. Most of our people take vacations in the summer anyway, or we have to cancel because of the brutal heat. And we even had to cancel because of the brutal heat some in the last couple of weeks, right? Anything over 90 degrees is too hot. We will not put the horses through it. We won't put the participants through it. So anything over 90, we had to cancel.
Yeah.
So it was this session was mostly about getting new groups out to the barn. So we were able to work with a group from Du Bois called the Wilderness Healing Project. We were able to work with Reach, a group that works with autistic individuals in the community. And then the rest of the time was spent, Fleur is training for a vaulting instructor certification. So she's been working on her vaulting. And we have been working with the horses ourselves, you know, on different training aspects of the horses that maybe need tune-ups for different things. We've also been working on the joust. Yeah. So it has been, it's been a little more lower key for us because it's not go, 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 go. Not going to lie, it still has been a little overwhelming, yeah, even with these 4 weeks. But so that's what we did a little differently this summer. So we did 4 weeks intensive with a Mustang. We did two groups twice a week. So we had a Tuesday, Thursday group and a Wednesday, Friday group. And then for the very last day on Friday, all of them got to come together because we had to cancel a couple of the Tuesday, Thursdays.
Now, you brought up the joust, and that's, yes, one thing. I'm running out of time with you, but I want to talk about the Tournament of Knights. It's become quite the traditional fundraiser. Matter of fact, we were out and doing some Longmire Day wandering around.
Okay.
And the people at some of those booths said, "Hey, do you know Champs? We're going to be here too." People,
very cool.
They're carrying it on. The people are really looking forward to this. Tell me about it.
So this is our 9th year, if you can believe that. We have the Knights of Valor returning for full contact jousting, not choreographed. So they have solid lances. They are going to hit each other at 30 mile an hour. Ooh. And they're going to get ejected from the saddle if they come off. You can hear the thunk because they wear 125 pounds of armor. And I feel really bad for them because right now it's projected to be 103.
My goodness.
Although we're not starting the jousting until after 5, so hopefully it'll start cooling down by then. But we have 55 vendors this year.
Incredible.
Up from 37 last year, which is going to be great. We have new acts coming in. We have the Laramie Bagpiper. We have Aerial Aura, which is an aerialist group. We have a forge and tons of activities and games for adults and kids alike. We're going to have hobby horse jousting for both the adults and the youth. We're going to have a watermelon eating contest. We have Knight Academy, where you can learn about what it means to be a knight and chivalry in the modern age. We have a Queen's Feast, 4-course 14th century style meal with additional entertainment. So it's going to be great. We have the Colorado Wardens coming to do ground combat, Black Moon Free Company to do a different kind of ground combat. And I know I'm missing something. Oh, and the library is putting together this whole section for the kids this year, which is going to be just exceptional.
That's fantastic. And those ladies at the library, longtime listeners know, I love them. Boy, when you give them an idea, they're going to run with it. So I can only imagine how cool, yeah, that little book corner is going to be.
I don't know that it's even just books. I mean, yes, they're going to do story time, but they have all sorts of activities like building a dragon and...
Wow.
Oh, gosh, now I can't remember the list. But, yeah, it's going to be super, super engaging and lots of fun for the kiddos. And mom and dad can go over and do battle archery or just the archery booth if that's what they want to do. But then we also have, like I said, the hobby horse jousting and the watermelon eating contest. And they can do some shopping at the vendors. We have tons, like it's 55. We'll have the turkey legs. Hopefully he's having a hard time sourcing those, but we'll have another vendor who has this plate called Rat on a Stick. It's not really a rat, but you know,
it's close enough.
Thematically pleasing. And so, yeah, and we're really excited for it this year.
All right. Now this is as close to a medieval festival that Sheridan has.
Yep.
And, you know, it grows every year. I'm really looking forward to it. The wife is, she's already talked about it 2 or 3
Yay.
Times. Had to go to the storage, get in the costumes. She's ready. She's ready to go. How do folks get tickets for this?
Chapsyo.org. It's right there on the homepage. If you just scroll down just a little bit, it'll say the 9th Annual Tournament of Knights. It'll have a button that says get tickets. And just so everyone knows, if you get them ahead of time, they're cheaper. We are going to go up at the gate this year, just because it's easier for us to have everybody purchase their tickets ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And it makes it a little less hectic at the gate, at the ticket booth. However, if you decide to come Saturday morning, please show up. We welcome everybody.
Don your favorite medieval costume and get out there and show off your Dark Ages Riz, folks.
Absolutely.
I think that's going to be really, really fun. A lot of events going to be taking place. We're going to get this up online. We're going to get a link up online for you. CHAPS Equine Assisted Services. This is a major fundraiser. So you're going, you're having a fantastic time watching some very unique sport
right.
with the Tournament of Knights, and all for a fantastic cause. Kristen, I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks,
it's always
so much
a pleasure having you in here. And you and I always end up finding something new to talk about.
Absolutely.
So I really do appreciate you and your team.
Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust is launching our Community Commitment Match to support our local fire districts during this fire season.
First Federal is putting up an initial $35,000, and a Wyoming Community Foundation Donor Advised Fund is matching that $35,000. Now we're asking the community to match an additional $35,000.
Scan the QR codes in any branch office, check our ad in this week's Country Bounty, or drop off a check at our full-service location at 671 Illinois Street. First Federal Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
The media attacks him. The insiders attack him. The political establishment attacks him. Why? Because Chuck Gray gets results. Chuck Gray stood with President Trump and fought to keep President Trump on the ballot. And he defended election integrity, requiring proof of citizenship to vote. Chuck stopped a massive foreign-owned wind project from taking over Wyoming land. And stopped China, because Chuck Gray will always take the fight to America's enemies. In Congress, Chuck will protect girls' sports, take on the woke agenda, and stand with President Trump. President Trump noticed Chuck Gray's America First work.
Chuck Gray. Great job, Chuck.
The attacks are fake. Chuck Gray is fighting for Wyoming values, Wyoming families, and Wyoming's future. Wyoming doesn't back down, and neither does Chuck Gray.
I'm Chuck Gray, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Citizens for Chuck Gray.
It's the final week of Mossholder's Mattress Sale. Right now, all Beautyrest and all Serta mattresses in every size are being discounted. Mossholder's carries 19 different mattresses, so you can find the comfort level that fits your body best. Test out the luxury feels in the Beautyrest Black Line and the Serta Perfect Sleeper X lineup. Once you've selected your favorite mattress, customize your comfort with new sheets, pillows, or even an adjustable foundation to raise or lower your head and your knees. Mossholder's Mattress Sale ends this Saturday. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
Enjoy your summer in a new GMC pickup, or enjoy the mountain cruise in a new Jeep. Hi, this is Nathan Mullinex, Shared Motors, and I'd like to say thanks for supporting us at Shared Motors. And remember, there's no need to travel out of town to buy a vehicle. We have everything you need. We can meet or beat any deal in town or out of town. Ram is currently offering a 12% rebate on new half-ton pickups, and GMC is offering employee pricing on half-ton pickups. There's no better time to buy. We're working hard for you, so come see us at Shared Motors, your hometown dealer.
The Sheridan Farmers Market is back for another great season at Whitney Commons Park. You'll find local produce, meat, eggs, coffee, baked goods, and outstanding locally handcrafted items this Thursday and every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. through September 10th. See the best our hardworking local producers have to offer at the Sheridan Farmers Market, Thursday evenings in Whitney Commons Park. Sponsored in part by Sheridan Media. And remember, please leave your pets at home.
From Billings to Buffalo, this is the News Talk Station, FM 103.9 and 930 AM KROE.